Good morning. A cold front sliding through the region overnight, producing sharply colder temperatures early this morning across the region, especially the northern tier of New York and New England, where readings have dropped back into the single digits on a stiff north breeze, producing wind chills actually below zero this morning. Other locations are sliding back through the 30s and 20s, and it will be a struggle today behind that front with that cool north wind encompassing our entire area. Readings will struggle and barely reach the upper 20s and lower 30s along the I-90 corridor. It'll get into the 30s in southern New York and New England, while readings will stay in the lower to mid-20s across the northern tier of New York and New England today. This is where we'll also see the best chance of a little bit of sunshine. The rest of the region, pretty close to that front, will have mostly cloudy skies through the afternoon and into the evening. Overnight tonight, temperatures will drop back into the single digits in the mountains and teens across the northern tier of our area, while most other places will be in the lower to middle 20s. A wave of low pressure will also track through the region late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. Not a lot of moisture with this, but we could wake up to a few flurries or snow showers across parts of the area on Saturday, and then we'll begin a warming trend for the rest of the weekend. It'll still be chilly tomorrow with a lot of clouds around, temperatures though better than today and making it up into the middle and upper 30s. Then on Sunday, with a developing south wind, we'll see readings climb into the middle and upper 40s for afternoon highs. Again, though, we'll have lots of clouds around. We'll even see some rain showers developing late in the afternoon, but the best chance for wet weather in that milder air will be overnight Sunday night. On Monday, even milder air streams in with a mix of sun and clouds will be in the lower 50s and mid-50s on Tuesday, out ahead of another cool front. That front will bring a chance of late-day showers on Tuesday and into Tuesday night, followed by a sharp cool-down on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the next storm is already affecting parts of the West Coast with wind, rain, and snow. Another round of heavy rain and heavy mountain snow is moving into central and northern California, western Oregon, and western Washington. Rainfall from this storm of 3 to 6 inches is possible in northern California and southwest Oregon. Also, a foot or more of snow, generally above 7,000 feet, will fall in the mountains of central and northern California and western Oregon, with up to a foot of snow in the Washington Cascades. Strong winds also return, with gusts over 50 miles per hour in the lower elevations and up to 100 miles per hour in the mountains. A weaker storm will arrive tonight and Saturday, with the next big storm expected Saturday night and Sunday. Through the weekend, rainfall totals of 6 to 12 inches and high spots over 15 inches are expected in northwest California and southwest Oregon. In central California, northwest Oregon, and western Washington, rainfall totals through Sunday of 3 to 6 inches and high spots to 10 inches is possible. Flooding and mudslides are likely due to the heavy rainfall. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wattisham, United Kingdom, at 9:42 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Oran Es Senia, Algeria, at 7:30 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility, blowing snow and fog, 9 below zero, with a northwest wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 19, 72% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.40 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at El Centro in Imperial, California, and also Naples, Punta Gorda, and West Kendall, all in Florida, to a low of 5 above zero at Langdon, North Dakota, and Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of light snow and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 38, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snow, and 1/10 of an inch of snow for the season. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 767, that's 38 above normal, and 1,253, which is 121 heating degree days below normal for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 67, set in 1933. And the record low, 10 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning at 7.05 a.m., sunset this evening, 4.23 p.m., 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and cold today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight. Lows in the teens, though, back into the single digits across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and cold today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and cold today with a few snow showers, highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and cold today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and cold today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a few morning snow showers, then mostly cloudy in the middle to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Sunday, late-day rain showers developing, milder upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday with late-day rain showers in the mid-50s. Then cloudy, windy, and colder Wednesday morning, increasing sunshine in the afternoon with highs around 40, and mostly sunny with highs in the lower 40s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.